Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It's great to be comfortable performing such acrobatic stunts. Look at my legs with this big burn scar. Maybe I'll have to skip my World Gymnastics Championship career. I was about to leave quietly, when suddenly someone wanted to quarrel with me. Ouch! Hey yo, guess who just lost the chance to participate in the World Gymnastics Tournament for the last time? I knew it. She always made fun of me. I tried to ignore her, but she still wouldn't stop. Oh, I almost forgot. And all the other gymnastics competitions? Next year, the team will no longer allow former athletes over 16 to sign up. You look like the devil with the ferns. It's time to retire. I can't stand it anymore. How dare she? She had to pay the price. I will teach you how to behave properly. So we had a terrible fight afterward. Booyah, MDA's audience. I'm Stacy, a 15-year-old American gymnast. From a young age, I dreamed of becoming a gymnast. But after one incident, my life took a different turn. That's how it was a year ago when I won a gold medal in the state gymnastics competition. I treated myself to a vacation in Beverly Hills, USA. I was soaking in the cool breeze of the sea, drinking mocktails, and watching hot rescue boys when suddenly, a naive child stared behind me and was suddenly picked up by an adult. Run! Run now! Run? But why? At this time, an older man took my hand and pulled away.
Watch out!
Huh?
Ah! A tree almost fell on me! What's going on?
Fire! There's a fire!
Oh my god! When I turned around, I was terrified by a mansion that was burning in flames. It was horrible. I tried to find water to help them fight the fire. A woman managed to run into the burning mansion, but I stopped her. My son! He's still in there! She struggled to escape, but I couldn't let her do that. Having no other choice, I immediately reassured the woman that I, myself, ran into the fire. Very quickly, I found a young man in a coma. I realized that his face looked so familiar. I grabbed his hand and took him outside. Keep breathing. Your mom's waiting for you. Come on. We were so near the way out. At this time, my legs became weak. Then I passed out. When I woke up, I realized we had been admitted to the hospital. And the worst was that I had various burns on my body. Oh no! My shoulder was almost 30% burned. As a gymnast, this was unbearable. It was horrible. I felt ashamed, hurt, and upset. Then I went back to Texas. The coach got to know my situation very quickly. And now I've just terminated my contract with the Texas Gymnastics Club and caught up with Anna. The days later were like torture. I was self-conscious about the burn scars on my skin and became depressed because my dream of a world gold medal was shattered. I didn't even want to eat anything, so I lost a few pounds. When when I went out in the morning, I usually seal up and avoid contact with other people. One time, when I came to the club to get my stuff, I encountered Anna and her nasty friends. Hey, yo! Guess who's here? Stacy! You look weird like a vampire! Maybe she scares the sunlight! Is that so? Does she have fangs? Well, the worst thing was that Anna had just been chosen to represent the gymnastics team at the World Championships. If I had fangs, the first thing I would do would be nibble their heads. I packed up my things and was about to go home, when suddenly I got a call. A boy's voice came from the other end of the line.
Hi, Stacy. I'm the one you saved from the fire at Beverly Hill.
Turns out, he picked up my ID and got my address. He said he just wanted to repay me. Oh, right. He must be responsible for me. And... oh my God! Now I remember who he was! Arthur! A well-known former gymnast from Brazil!
Are you Stacy? I'm Arthur, a professional advisor of the national gymnastics team.
I was so shocked that I couldn't speak. Then I suddenly remembered that I was dressing like a weirdo. So I immediately crouched under the table. Arthur gently bent down and asked me,
"Thank you very much. I heard that you were seriously injured after the fire and you must give up competing. I think I can help you with that."
God, how did he know? Maybe I was quite famous in the sport, right? It was unbelievable that someone like him knew me. Arthur helped me up and then talked to me.
"I want to repay you. And for that, I would like to nominate you to become a reserve member of the U.S. team to attend the World Gymnastics Championships."
What did he just say? Reserve member? Participate in the World Gymnastics Championship? I didn't remember clearly what he said after that, but I only knew there would be an exchange meeting with the team members in the next few days. Arthur took me to a photo shoot for the group's general introduction video that day. Everyone seemed to be very friendly, except a girl. Yeah, you're right. It was Anna. Her again. Now she was also a member of the national team.
"I hope Anna can help Stacy. Both of you are reserve members and be training to become official."
"Of course! It's my pleasure!" Blah, blah, blah. I didn't care about what she said. I went backstage and asked the crew for a long suit to cover my scars. After that, we prepared for the shoot, and I tried to show myself the most in the team introduction videos. I put powder on one of my legs. I knew I would have the best pics.
"Get ready. 3, 2, 1.
Wow, you're amazing. Everyone was in awe of my pic. Only one person was not satisfied with that. Oh no, I'm sorry. We should take more pictures of Stacy. Come on, let me help you."
"Okay, let's do it again, Stacy."
Just as the photographer was about to shoot, Anna threw powder at me. Ugh, was she jealous of me? The powder made me cough. "My gosh, are you okay? Let me help you." "Stay away from Arthur. Don't make me furious." She was crazy. Was she really jealous or something? Ugh, she was so fake. I would teach her a lesson. Just as Anna raised her hand, "You!" She was about to hit me in the face when suddenly Arthur stopped her. He put a shawl on me, then talked to Anna.
"Stopping mean, Anna. Stacy, you need some rest."
Look at her angry face. Arthur took me into the room and washed the powder stains for me.
"Are you okay? Did you get hurt or something?"
He gently wiped the powder stains on my face. Suddenly, we looked at each other for a few seconds. I suddenly woke up and pushed him away. "I'm fine. Don't worry." Gosh, I didn't want to get into these troubles. I just want to focus on training to become an official team member. But I must confess, I was falling for Arthur. But I need to be more focused in practice. But the days after, Arthur texted me and we talked a lot. I realized we belonged for each other. I really, really like him. I kept wearing a thin jacket during practice. A few weeks later, Anna and I had an ability test, and we shared the same test. Anna's part went very smoothly, but about mine...
Stacy, are you ready?
I put the powder on my hands, but strangely, the powder didn't stick to my hands at all.
Stacy, into position.
Take off your jacket so you can perform better.
My gosh! Take off my jacket? I slowly took it off and heard them whispering at me, but I didn't have time to care. I jumped up the bars. The first step went quite smoothly. Then I did three nice cartwheels in the air. But unfortunately, when I reached the bars, my hand was slippery and I couldn't stand.
Stacy, are you okay?
My patch fell off to reveal my ugly scar. This was clearly not the magnesium carbonate powder that I often use. Everyone's eyes turned to me. Anna stepped forward from afar and constantly attacked me.
Gosh, you scared everyone!
When I was about to run away, Anna nudged me and I fell to the ground. Arthur saw everything and became furious. He pushed Anna and helped me up.
You are so mean, Anna. I will suggest removing you from the team.
After that, Anna asked to stay, but Arthur firmly refused. And I decided to withdraw from the team. The next night, as I was sitting sadly thinking about giving up on the team, I heard a strange noise come from my window. What the duck? Were the naughty kids? Who threw stones at my house? Arthur? It turned out that he came and wanted to ask me to go for a walk. Then he talked to me.
Please come back. Everyone misses you so much.
I'm afraid I can't.
Is it because of the scars?
It's ugly, isn't it? Maybe I will drag the whole team down. Here, I give the badge back to you. I didn't want to face Arthur anymore, so I ran away. But I stopped when he shouted loudly.
I'm proud to have you on the team. Believe in yourself. At first, I just wanted to thank you for saving me, but now I really fall for you, Stacy. I like you.
God, what was he saying? I was so confused. My face turned red when I saw him shy. This time, I won't let him down anymore. I would take my chance. I'll be back for you, and I would do my best. We looked at each other, and then he put a kiss on my lips. The next day, I came back full of energy. Ignoring the doubts of other members, I worked hard and improved day by day. In the end, I did it! The team's advisory board has agreed to let me become an official member. Arthur even promised to give me a present before the competition day. The day had arrived very soon. We represented the U.S. attending World Artistic Gymnastics Championships in the U.K. In the waiting room, I was getting ready for my performance. Suddenly, Anna appeared behind the cabinet door. She gave me a sly smile.
You must pay the price for kicking me off the team!
Damn it! She messed up time and time again. I angrily questioned her. About the incident that day, you did it, right?
Yeah, I did it! Because of you! You ruined my life and everything! My career! My Arthur!
She pushed me into the corner and we had a terrible fight. She intentionally tore my shirt.
Everybody should know you're an ugly duck.
No, I'm not! And Arthur was right. I should be confident with my scar because it was meaningful. I have no reason to be ashamed or heed the judgments of others. I pushed Anna away. Taking a pair of scissors from the locker, I personally cut the torn part of my performance suit. Now I'll show you how I perform at the World Championship. Get out of my way, loser. I stepped onto the stage before hundreds of audiences. Although I could hear them.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Whispering about my appearance? I was standing here to fulfill my dream. I took a deep breath and began my performance. Come on, you can do it. Suddenly, someone tapped my shoulder. Arthur?
I'm looking for you everywhere. Take this.
It turned out he wanted to give me his gold medal. I took the gift and hugged him tightly. Thank you so much, Arthur. I said, then walked up to the stage for my performance. Beyond my expectations, my scar left the audience and the judges impressed. After all, I won bronze, but many articles were written about my effort. Arthur and I became a couple after that event, and Anna had paid for what she had done. Of course, Arthur still rejected her. Because of those evil actions, Anna lost everything. She needed to know that love isn't a competition. You see, the scar makes me braver and stronger. Now I can do anything I want. I have to go.
But wait.
Aw, he's so sweet, right? What about you? Tell us your story in the comments below.
My alarm rang loudly and woke me up in the princess-like room. Oh my god, I'm late for school! The maid quickly helped me change my clothes, wash my face, and massage my arms and legs. She took me to the dressing room to select my bags and jewelry for the day, but in a hurry, she accidentally dropped a pink Rolex watch worth $50,000 to the ground.
I'm so sorry, my lady.
I reassured her and whispered, let's just say I dropped it. Then I reached for my bag and threw the broken watch in the trash. Fiona, my mean sister, saw that and took a photo. Look how little Miss Spoiled threw away this expensive watch. Ugh, not again. Hi, I'm Brittany and I'm 19 years old. As you can see, I was born into the richest family in England. My dad was a famous politician and my mom was a phenomenal pianist. They were very busy, so it was usually just me and Fiona at home. However, we have distinctly opposite personalities and Fiona always looked for ways to mess me up. Contrary to Fiona, who always obeyed our parents' every word, I was the rule breaker of the family. Not to mention, I loved racing. Even if my mom disapproved of my passion and forced me to learn piano, I still found ways to participate in many races without her knowing. Once, when I was in a big race and was almost in the lead, the road split into two ways. Because I knew that area very well, I knew the left road was a shortcut, so I quickly went that way, but suddenly, a car appeared right behind me and was hot on my tail. However, the driver lost control of the wheel and crashed into a nearby fence. The collision wasn't too serious and he seemed fine, so I decided to continue the race when suddenly he called out.
Wait, don't leave me!
I immediately braked the car and ran out to see if he was injured.
Were you really about to leave me alone?
Duh, you look fine. And it's your fault for not knowing this area and yet dare to go after me. Because the road was empty and very few people passed by there, I had to let him into my car or else he would have to stay there all night and never be able to reach the destination. After putting him in the car, I continued my race. All the way through, he kept complaining that my racing style was too reckless. Jeez, what a bother. I shut him up with a tissue in his throat, but still, due to his disturbance, I only finished in third place.
You're probably the coolest girl I've ever met. I'm David.
Whatever. The fact that two riders finished the race in the same car was so unique that it quickly became the media hot topic. Not only that, my sister also started skipping school and followed me to the race to take pictures with me as evidence. The pictures were quickly handed to our mom, and as a result, I was punished for my disobedience and for participating in risky races. However, Fiona suffered the same fate and was grounded for skipping school. That made her hate me even more. Fiona always acted hostile to me because only one of us was assigned to take over the family business someday. It was her biggest ambition. although I was indifferent about it. Since she loved money and power so much, marrying the son of War Petroleum Corporation's chairman would surely strengthen her position, and she was looking forward to it. Knowing that the engagement was already on the way, I guess Fiona's wish would come true soon. One day, my family invited the family-in-law to dinner. Fiona was so overdressed that if I hadn't known better, I'd say she was going to greet the US president. When the family arrived, I was startled. It was David, the lame guy who was in the race with me the other day. He's the son of Wall Corporation's chairman. During the meal, my dad introduced.
Hi, David. This is Fiona, your future fiancé. But I'm more interested in your second daughter.
What the heck? That lunatic! I immediately kicked his leg. However, after hearing David's unthinkable wish, my parents still agreed to rearrange the wedding. Humiliated and angry, Fiona immediately left the place. I couldn't help but ran after my sister to comfort her. Do you like David that much?
No! I hate you both! Stay away from me!
Fiona brushed me off and stormed away. Great, now I would have to deal with that madman alone. When I returned, I dragged David to my back garden. Listen, you ninny, I don't want to marry you.
Why not? It's a win-win for us. You seem fun, and God knows we both hate arranged marriages like this.
So David also didn't want such a marriage as well. He proposed that both of us should pretend to accept our family's wishes to hold a wedding, then we would throw caution to the wind and mess it all up. What he said sounded quite intriguing and beneficial indeed. Fiona didn't seem to be fond of David that much, and if I did, as David said, my sister wouldn't need to marry someone she didn't love. Then, when I gave up the inheritance, she could have it and everyone would be happy.
Let's wreak havoc right before the wedding day. Deal?
Deal. After that day, David and I were scheduled to go on dates, and sometimes the destination was an amusement park. David hired a paparazzi to accompany us to take pictures. He was asked to capture our most childish moments, like when we were posing as ghosts in a haunted house to scare the guests, or pretending to be sharks to tease children at the water park. Everything we did was to embarrass our families. Honestly, those pranks with David put me in high spirits. However, our little plan seemed to be backfire. Little did we know, another paparazzi had recorded our friendly moments and spread the news that we were dating. Immediately, my family confirmed the information and announced that we were about to get engaged. That sucks! The only thing I wanted to improve was my relationship with my sister, but it didn't work. From the day David rejected her, Fiona was rarely at home. She started partying wildly, much to our parents' disappointment. It made me feel guilty too. One windy night, I drove to the beach and tried to distract myself from my life problems.
Are you okay?
Hearing David's voice, I burst into tears because what I did might have hurt Fiona. He patted me and tried his best to lift my spirits as he got me some ice cream. That was pretty cute and attentive of him. Maybe I liked him more than I thought. But before I told that to David, I needed to make sure Fiona was okay first. One day, I went to find Fiona at her friend's house. That place was reeked of alcohol. Ugh, I tried to help Fiona out, but she kept insisting on me to play truth or dare, or else she wouldn't come home with me. Jeez, I had no choice but to listen to her.
I dare you to hide in the closet with my buddy Pete.
I hesitated, but Fiona burst into tears, saying that she was tired of no one listening to any word she said. What a pain, but I didn't want to hurt her any further, so I agreed. Unbelievably, on the very next day, the video of me and Pete getting into the closet was edited and spread like wildfire. Losing their tempers, my parents decided to stop the marriage between me and David and chose Fiona as my replacement. Horrified, I tried to contact David to explain, but all I received was one message from him.
I know we're nothing yet, but all this time, I've been serious about it. I'll be out of the way so that you can be with the person you truly love.
Oh, David, so he was into me too? There was no doubt that my sister had gone too far this time. I decided to stop the wedding between her and David with everything I had to take back my supposed-to-be fiancé. When Fiona was preparing her wedding dress, I barged in and questioned her.
If you don't love David, why do you want to marry him?
To destroy you! You're always loved by everyone, even though you have no talent!
Fiona admitted that she was the mastermind who set me up with Pete. Then she fiercely pushed me to a nearby clothes hanger. Fiona was about to slap me when a hand stopped her.
Stop it! I can't believe you do this to your own sister!
Unbelievably, David and his parents had overheard everything. They immediately stopped all engagement activities, and Fiona had to pay for all of her wrongdoings. Still, after everything, I couldn't bring myself to hate Fiona, so I forgave her instead. She was unfortunate enough. My parents were also publicly criticized for arranging an unwanted marriage to serve their business interests. And that, my friends, was how I solved that one big mess. After that day, I wholeheartedly expressed my feelings to David, and we officially dated each other on our own free will. Not only that, we're enjoying our racing passion together to the fullest. When the teacher was telling the story about the swans and the ugly duckling, Zach, a classmate of mine, immediately stood up, pointed at me, and shouted,
"Sounds like ugly Jamie!"
Then he suddenly threw a marshmallow at me, making it stick in my hair. The whole class burst into laughter. I furiously rushed over to Zach and pressed my head against his.
"You jerk! Have a taste of my super hair!"
The boy panicked and burst into tears. I proudly glanced at everyone around me, and none of them dared to approach me anymore. But since then, I was isolated at school because of my unique look. Hi, I'm Jamie, 15 years old. I've had naturally curly hair since I was a kid, and people made fun of me for it. At school, they called me Jamie the Bird's Nest. The good-looking blondies in class that were led by Layla always blamed me for dragging the class's beauty level down.
Check out our class photo from last year! It would be perfect without that bird's nest!
Once, on my final exam, when I had just entered the classroom, a group of students suddenly ran up to me and shouted,
"Jamie, hide away! You're in danger!"
Before I could react, they dragged me into the changing room and told me to stay there. I panicked and hid for an hour until I discovered the room was locked. I banged on the door and shouted for a long time. Luckily, a teacher heard me and opened the door. I rushed back into my classroom and angrily criticized those horrible kids for playing tricks on me, but Layla just shrugged.
"Hey, that's because we care about you. It's bird migration season. What if they thought your hair was a nest and landed on it?"
And they laughed like crazy again while I got an F for missing my final exam. But it wasn't the worst that happened. At school, the girls were all crazy about Albert, the basketball captain. But one day, after finishing the match, he ran to me and smiled.
"Jamie, do you want to go on a date with me?"
I was bewildered, and everyone else seemed very attentive. Oh my gosh, had they finally seen the beauty of my soul? I stammered.
Wow, of course.
Everyone suddenly whistled and snickered loudly. Alba turned around and shouted at the crowd.
"So, how many seconds?"
Layla came over.
8! See? Told you she would agree in less than 10 seconds!
Then she turned to me and whispered, "Hey, Bird's Nest, do you even have a mirror? Know your place, peasant." I got so humiliated that I burst into tears and ran home immediately. Luckily, soon after, thanks to my dad's job, our family decided to move to a new place and I was transferred to another school. Before the new semester started, I decided to give myself a complete makeover and straighten my curly hair. The owner of the hair salon advised that every morning, I must straighten my hair and stay out of the water, or else my hair would curl back immediately. Just like that, I confidently came to my new school in my new look. When the teacher introduced me to the whole class, everyone was amazed. I quickly became friends with a pretty girl named Nina, and she invited me to join her cheerleading squad. How awesome! However, it was much more difficult to keep my hair dry than I thought. One day, when I was sitting in the schoolyard, Nina rushed over with a cup in her hand. Suddenly, she tripped and dropped the whole glass of water straight on my head. Immediately, I stood up and screamed at the top of my lungs. Nina burst out laughing.
Sorry, Jamie, I was careless, but aren't you overacting a bit?
Before she could see my hair, I quickly ran into the dressing room to wrap a coat around it. Whew, almost exposed. Another time, we had to go to the swimming pool during PE class. I carefully put on 2 swim caps before entering the pool, but while I was diving, my caps got caught in Nina's metal bracelet when she jerked her wrist up. They were removed and my hair was completely under the water. I was so scared that I didn't even dare to rise up for air.
Thankfully, a black cloth was floating right in front of me. I quickly grabbed it to put on my head and rose to the surface. But suddenly, everyone stared at me intensely and... They were all burst out laughing. One boy shouted in panic, "Give me back my trunks!" Turns out that piece of cloth was a boy's swimming trunks that came off. OMG! I hurried to the shore, grabbed a towel to wrap around my head, and threw the trunks back into the water. As long as my hair stays straight, it's fine. Besides having to hide my hair constantly, everything else at my new school was perfect. I was even one of the best cheerleaders. However, the feeling of happiness didn't last long when one day, the teacher introduced a new transfer student to my class. It was Layla, the obnoxious blondie who always bullied me at my old school. I panicked when she recognized me.
Bird's Nest, where's your messy hair?
I hurriedly motioned her to lower her voice and to keep that story a secret. She thought for a while, then evilly nodded.
Okay, but from now on, you have to listen to whatever I say.
In order to protect all the wonderful things I had at my new school, I gritted my teeth and agreed. From that day on, she treated me like a servant. She even joined the cheerleading squad and ordered me to give up the center position. That brat was so unpleasant that not only me, but the whole team hated her. One day, when the team was changing for a performance, Layla suddenly approached me with her broken shoes in hand.
My shoes are ruined. Go get yours for me.
What the hell? I need to perform too! Layla got angry, then threw her shoes straight at me. Fortunately, I was able to dodge in time, but those shoes hit our coach who was standing nearby. As a result, Layla was banned from practicing for a month straight. Right after the team's performance, she yelled at me.
If you had given me your shoes right away, then it wouldn't have been a problem, you stupid, ugly duckling!
But those insults were heard by my team members. They quickly defended me and kicked her out of the cheerleading squad. She continued to shout,
"Look closely at her messy hair! You will never want to hang out with her again!"
Her words were like a curse. A few days later, while I was practicing with my teammates before another important football game, Nina hurriedly ran to me and showed me a picture.
Jamie, is that you?
I looked at the picture in her hand. It was me with my rebellious curly hair back in my old days. And those pictures were scattered all over my new school. I immediately ran into a hidden corner and bawled my eyes out. Nina ran after me and said in confusion,
"Girl, why are you crying? Do you know how much it cost me last year to have curly hair like yours? Keep your head up. That blondie jerk should be ashamed."
Everyone in the cheerleading squad also came to comfort me and encouraged me to come back to the field. I was hurrying there when suddenly, Layla stopped me. She sneered.
"I know your secret, duckling. If you go back there, I'll splash water all over you. Leave and give me your spot."
How absurd. I looked Layla straight in the eye. I spent a lot of time self-deprecating because of bullies like you. But now, your words don't mean one damn thing to me. Then I ran out onto the field and started performing. Everything was great when I stood at the top of the team pyramid and raised my arms high up in the air. At that moment, I caught a glimpse of Layla carrying a bucket of water running straight towards me.
Everyone, watch Jamie transform!
God, is she really going to do that? Don't expect me to let her evil trick come true this time. The moment the bucket of water was splashed on my head, I decided to stand still and smile, not running away. Immediately, my straight-as-a-ruler hair bounced back to its rebellious curly form, and everyone stood up and cheered wildly. It became the most unique highlight of our performance and made me famous throughout the school. Since then, I no longer hide my curly hair, but decided to embrace it and confidently show it in front of everyone. And thanks to the special feature of my hair, I became the best finisher of my cheerleading team's performances, and Layla was never able to hurt me again.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.